This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want your feedback. Mark Fry, if I started, I'm not in a single bracket this year.
Not at all. Not even the Odyssey one.
I'm not paying attention.
Wow.
Yeah, I should have. I should have. I feel like I should pay more attention during the regular season.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I heard Adam yesterday say he couldn't name a single player other than Dawson Garcia. I think I'm in the same boat. I can name, like, the Drake coach because I hope he comes to Iowa, but that's about it.
Yeah. You can name Cooper Flag. Come on.
That's true. You could have just made that name up. I have no idea.
You love Tim Elephant, don't you? Great player for Georgia State.
Fantastic on the floor. Yep.
You know, maybe that should be our next bit. Text a name. College basketball player or not. But then... By Sunday at 6, millions will feel like they've watched a certain team the entire year. I've always been a, you know, Purdue guy, whatever it might be.
For me, it's McNeese State. I've huge fans since about 8 yesterday morning.
So. Yes, yes.
Go way back.
Exactly. The brackets, shut up. I'm not I don't say shut up that often on the show, but let's just go with it. No one needs to show up at work on Monday or be in a texting thread and you're getting the breakdown of how I've got 14 of the 16 in my bracket. Great. You know, go have a party, celebrate. Meaningless. Don't tell me.
Are you impressed by any upset picks when people are like, "Oh, I had that upset." For me it's just like, "Okay, you guessed." You were able to you click something and you guessed. Like, I just, the whole upset talk just does not do much for me anymore. And I love March
None
Madness.
Of it.
For me, like, day one, I know you're a Masters. You love the Masters, right? Like, that's yep. your sporting event. For me, it's day one of March Madness just because that's what it was for me growing up. But, I've grown tired of just the comparison of brackets and maybe a day. It's like New Year. Happy New Year's. You get a day.
Yeah. Well, no, you get 3 days then with Happy New Year
okay.
and the birthday. It's
right.
That's the policy of the show. You get till January 3rd. Mark, when's your birthday?
March 31st, so coming up.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, April 2nd, that's when we're done with you. That's it.
That's fine. That is totally fine with me.
That's it. I'm not even sure we give you March 28th. I think it's the birthday and going forward. Along the same lines, fantasy football. I didn't play this year. I played other years. I've had fun. I will bring that up sometimes just to needle Dan Cook, who I think would rather spend a year at Gitmo
right.
than hear about fantasy football. So then if I know I can agitate him, then I will. But yet no one wants to hear about, you know, you've been circling the Panthers' fourth string practice squad tight end, and he just came through. Great. Congrats. Just don't share, right, Mark?
Right.
No one cares.
You don't need your mock draft in April before the draft has even started. I mean, you're fine. Like, let's just start clicking and hope that the person you selected isn't injured already.
Agreed.
That's happened to me.
Agreed.
But
Josh, what do you got?
I'm right there with the draft. It's March 21st. I'm already bleeping tired of hearing about the NFL draft. I want it to be summer.
I was tired of it February 21st.
Yeah,
and
so
by the
tired.
Way, I thoroughly enjoy the NFL. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'll pay attention. And they're brilliant, Josh, because they moved it back just to dominate the landscape even more.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, your March Madness craze, everybody, it's March 21st. March is almost over, so let's calm down with the March Madness little catchphrase that we always use. March is basically
There's
over.
Another one. Wordle. When people were posting their Wordle scores. If you have found a hobby that amuses you, that you enjoy, that's good for you and you alone or your partner or your friends, that's fine. Get out of here. Mark Fry, I don't care if you missed by a letter. I don't care how many times it took you. No one cares.
I was incredibly bad at Wordle, so like that craze for me lasted about 4 days because I just couldn't. I just did not care. So I still know somebody who daily will post their Wordle, and I just that's why what's driving me from social media, especially among other things. But this individual just drives me crazy.
The new Wordle is the Monopoly Go game. Like everybody plays the Monopoly Go. I think that's what it's called on their phone, and they share it with their friends and talk about it in their parties and coffee dates. And yeah, Monopoly Go has become the new like thing.
More text here. I do not need to hear the snowfall totals in South St. Paul from the amateur weatherman. Thank you. Preaching to the choir right here, as this show has pointed out many, many times. If we have, Mark Fry, significant weather, it's tornado season, or it's a really bad blizzard. I'm going to go with blad blizzard, apparently. Then we can hear from you. I couldn't possibly care less if it's raining and you're telling me in Lakeville it's raining. Or our rain gauge had 0.2 inches.
So
who cares?
One of my very first full-time news job, that was a huge thing in like rural North Iowa, was to read the rainfall totals. I swear we would spend 2 minutes every time it rained in each newscast reading off rain reports from various people. And it was just, yeah. It did not make my reel. I don't even have a reel, and that I should go back and find the highlights of my rainfall totals because they were great.
Okay, here's another one, and shockingly, the program director with the mustache from Iowa was big on this. Text or call in with the gas prices where you live. The idea that if Mark lives in Stillwater and I live in Osseo and it's 10 cents cheaper in Stillwater than Osseo and I'm going to drive out there, I think we're missing part of the equation, aren't we? I have to drive my car to get there.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. Here's another one. Excellent one. The people that always post... they're at the gym. How about those folks, Fry? Where do you stand on that?
It's up there with the people who film themselves at the gym. My wife and I just had a discussion about this the other day, and that is, we need to stop with doing that. It's just so uncomfortable. But I agree, like your running totals for the week and things like that. Like if you enjoy something, that is great. If you found that community, good for you. But my God.
I don't need to hear the temperature in Southern California during this show. Wait a second. You don't? Hold on. Let me just adjust here off Minneapolis. Let me go to Palm Desert. Hey, it's 80 right now. We're headed for 87. When I leave, it's going to be 96. That's a bit moist. Maybe 96, that's a bit too much.
It's 50 here, by the way.
Yeah. I don't... How about this text? I don't talk about my porn habit. That's a texter, okay? Yeah, I don't think, Mark, I don't think that's going to become the next Wordle, is it?
It should be. Imagine sharing that on Facebook or our Instagram.
Yeah. Go. Mark Fry, CCO newsman, just said, go on Facebook and post your most bizarre porn habit. Is that, Josh, is that what you heard also?
That's how I gathered it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all about
Mark,
transparency.
Very good.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to continue, you certainly can. It's a 49 past 1 on the home of the Twins. Do we have any Twins action tonight, Josh? We had the Twins yesterday, right, with Jason at 5 o'clock
Let's
out?
Let's take a look here while I have the old clock in front of me. Doesn't look – oh no, we don't actually, because tonight we have a special – hosting with, I believe it is Jonathan Lowe and Dave Schwartz in the lake spot tonight. So, because we have Cook and Tubbsy after this.
Oh, Cook and Tubbsy. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't cancel it. I think the way you phrase it, we didn't cancel the Twins game to have Schwartz in. It's just, we weren't carrying the Twins, but I'm sure we'll have Twins games. And then don't forget when they start, every single game will be heard right here on CCO. Now, Texter. Some of us like to know some of these things. You're allowed to disagree with us. But knowing the gas prices across the metro area or knowing how much it rained across the metro area, I don't get it. Now, here's a texter. Hey, you guys, I'm at Punch Pizza right now. Thank you. You know, that's another one where somebody's talking to you, Josh, and it's not germane to the conversation in any way.
They're checking in.
If it matters... Yeah. Like, if it's your partner, if it's your wife, your husband, yeah, I get it. But if it just, hey, can we talk? Yeah, I'm at Lifetime right now.
I'm at Dan Kelly's. Okay. Come on down. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that you're Lifetime right now. You can keep it coming. 651-4.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
461-9226.